Oh man, I'm about to watch one of the funniest comedians of all time. Yes, Darnell Rollins. Yes, from Dave Chappelle's camp. And you're about to witness the audio to that show. Right here first. This is where you're going to start hearing the audios to all these funny comedians. This is what I'm about to start finding my niche in. Let's get it. I need y'all to like, share, post. You already know. Follow, subscribe. Let's go. I appreciate y'all. Thank you very much. Alright, we're about to get into action. A new day. It's a new day for me. I'm rolling up, too. Yes, let's get it. Let's get it. Darnell Rollins, y'all. Let's go. Darnell, talk to the people. I'm here, baby. Talk to the people. I'm here with you. Let's go. You know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. What's up, New York? It's a new day for me. And I'm feeling good. Let's go. Let's go. Ba-da-da-da-da. Ah, nigga said I'm not ashy no more. Nigga said what y'all fucking suck. Hey yo, for real, the ankle. They stomping the feet, shaping up, sharpen up. Not today, bitch.
You start doing shit like this, beg your
pardon? Beg your pardon? Yo.
I'm excited this shit, but I'm like, talk to my lawyer. I beg your pardon, nigga.
Yes, no commercial breaks. I'm adding commercials in, though. So stay tuned.
Those white people, they got their ass whooped sitting on the dock of the bay. The Alabama brawl, Google that shit.
Alabama brawl.
The greatest fight in the history of fights.
Yeah.
That's the only fight that started a civil rights movement, nigga. No white people got the shit beat out of it. Hey, listen. Black people, we've been wanting to unite. We've been wanting to come together as people. But we didn't have no call to action and shit. We didn't know how to set it off, nigga. We needed like a hoodie. Oh, shit. We didn't have shit to unite our people. Who would have thought? Somebody would have started. Well, nigga, let me see your hat, nigga. Give me your hat. Give me your hat, nigga. And with this shit right here, what? Nigga, them niggas came out that shit. It looked like a roast commercial. I got the hat. Beat the shit out of the package. Now one person dropped their beer and they was getting shit beat out. I'm like, oh, wait. Fucked it up. The new server. And you know what? This is when I knew that this was a movement. When a nigga hit a white bitch in the head with a folding chair from Walmart, the nigga didn't get arrested and didn't get shot. I was like, look at God. What he do it? Yes, he will. My God is a man. Hey, that bitch like his body. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. A nigga swam across the bump of the river. Standing up. You see, nigga? I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm an honest comedian. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Y'all gotta be honest with me. When I ask y'all this question, be honest. Has anybody in this audience ever been in a toxic relationship? Make some noise. Let me see your hands, please.
Oh, shit.
You been in a toxic relationship, and you realize, nigga, you the toxic one in a relationship. It's you, nigga. You need a therapist, nigga. You get a therapist. You get a therapist. I'm bro for Winfrey in this
nigga motherfucker. Said bro for Winfrey.
I didn't know I was a toxic motherfucker. I didn't know I was a toxic nigga. I thought I was a real nigga. I didn't know I was a toxic nigga. I just thought that was a crazy bitch. Because I don't have a lot of mental health words.
Women today,
they got all the motherfucking mental health words. They get it off of Sociogram and TikTok.
Hey, yo.
She got all the words. They can't wait to use all their words. As soon as you say something, excuse me, I respect my boundaries. Bitch, you don't get out of my face. Don't gaslight me. Respect my boundaries. I need time to heal. You're manipulative. I need time to heal. Don't gaslight me. You're gaslighting me. You're a narcissist. You're a narcissist. And bitch is like, you're a narcissist. I said, bitch, I'm a Sagittarius. I know, bitch. Sagittarius. Half horse, half man, bitch. December 6th. I thought Scorpio and Cancer, bitch.
What is that?
What's that round? Then get mad with, well, I'll be whatever you want me to be, bitch. Just stay the fuck out my phone. Respect my boundaries. I remember when I first read the Webster Dictionary of Narcissists, after I read it, I said, yep. And I felt like Taylor Swift, and I was like, it's me. I'm the problem, it's me. I stare directly into the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be so exhausting. Always searching for the anti-hero. Bum, 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 bum. I didn't know. And I had to stop being toxic because I met this chick and she out-toxicated me. She said the most gangster shit a woman has ever said to me. She looked me right in my face. She said, Donnell. I said, what? She said, I just want to let you know that whatever you're doing, I'm doing. You cheating on me, bitch? Chicks got the best sex you ever have in your life. Crazy pussy, nigga, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about cuckoo for Gogo Buff. Like, chicks that start their sex off like this. First of all, that pussy be fire. That type of shit you argue all week. Okay, where you going? Let's talk. Okay, wait, listen. I can change. Just stay the fuck out my phone, man. Let me explain something. You can gauge how good your sex is, how long a man argues with you. If you've been talking that shit, and at the end of that, he like, whatever, your pussy is garbage. It's trash. It's international trash. How do you say? It is a the pussy, it is no good, yes? It is shit, garbage. How can you say? That's how you talk overseas. I was in New Zealand a couple months ago, right? And let me explain something. New Zealand is the most nigger-free place I ever been in my life. Ain't no niggas in New Zealand. Zero Negro in New Zealand. I was there for 3 days. First thing I saw was me in the mirror. And my whole channel was looking in the mirror. I'm like, that's you. You can't count for you. Yo, I finally saw this black guy. I got excited. I was like, what up, my nigga? He said, who are you calling a nigga, my dude? Fuck God. He turned to African. That's how Africans are. Africans. They never blink. You ever see an African blink? As soon as they born, it's a surprise party. Get close, nigga. Get close to this shit. They be like, what the fuck is geese on geese on geese on geese on geese? They just play with their eyeballs. What is geese? 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 I better stop talking shit. It's gonna be half getting outside. Get the speed, motherfucker. He trying to speak up. I was in New Zealand after 7 days of not seeing no black people. I started feeling excited. I was like, I'm about to get me one of these New Zealand lamb chop eating ass bitches out here. I started feeling excited. I started telling chicks I was Idris Elba when I was at I had an accent and everything. I said, you ain't gonna cheat the blow, ain't the blow, ain't the blow. You wanna go skip in the loop, ain't gonna cheat the blow, ain't the blow, ain't the blow, ain't the blow. I was running and shit. And I saw this chick I was trying to talk to and shit. And she was with a girlfriend. She said, girl, come here. She said, what? She said, that's him. Oh, that's him. Oh, she said, Idris. Evidently, I'm checking up. She was like, bitch, that's Ashley Lane, you dumb ass bitch. You suck Ashley Lane, dick, you stupid ass, old ass bitch. Stupid ass hoe. Bitch, you don't know for anything. You didn't see that nigga knuckles, bitch, that's Ashley Lane. Dummy. I'm gonna say something, and I'm really excited about doing this special, man, but I hope this don't fuck it up for me. But, man, I just wanna say, gay black men in America make the best potato salad out of all. Oh, nigga! Gay potato salad, nigga, that shit is fire!
He's stupid. Something wrong with Ashley Larry, yo. Something wrong with him.
They throw some yas! They put some people like yas, yas, yas! Come through, pick a hat! What is it, Kenny? What is it, Kenny?
Everybody like, stupid.
I love you, right? And we both love to cook, right? And this motherfucker's potato salad? Women love this potato salad. I remember one time I said, you know what? I said, I want to make potato salad. They said, mm-mm. I said, what you mean, mm-mm? They said, mm-mm. We don't want your potato salad. I said, well, then, who potato salad do y'all want? My brother named Chucky said, we want Chucky potato salad. Then I go all this shit. I'm saying, I said, well, you know, Chucky puts dick juice in his salad. He puts dick juice in his potato salad, bitch. You know that crazy bitch? That nigga got no nutmeg nowhere in his house. No nutmeg. Just nuts and heavy potatoes.
Yo, this nigga was sorry.
They love this dude, Tay. So I called him one night. Smith, I was like, Chucky, wake up. He said, what? I don't know if his body did that, but his voice sounded like he was like, what?
Yeah.
The white people coming in with them lemon Lulu yoga pants. With the rescue dog fur all on the inside. All type of cat fur, parakeet fur, all type of animal DNA all the way. And I used to wait for them to yell out the coffee order. Double frappuccino for Amber. I'm like, ah, oh, Amber alert. And I had to stop because I started following Dr. Umar Johnson on the internet.
Where did that come from, though? He just changed his...
Man, do you know Dr. Umar?
He just fucked everybody up.
Dr. Umar Johnson is the blackest nigga in the United States. America. Nobody can out-nigga that nigga. He that nigga. All his clothes is made in Africa. He washed with black soap from 125th Street.
Nigga.
He looked like he moisturized his body with unscented shea butter. That's the blackest you can do. Every time you talk, you're like, what is it, brother? And I'm going to tell you something. Dr. Umar's a smart man. 95% of the things that Dr. Umar say, we as black people need to buy back our communities. We need to buy the houses we live in. Talk this shit, Dr. Umar, let's go. And Dr. Umar said, and I think we need to make black schools with black principals. And black teachers and black bus driver, I'm like, fuck it, you're gonna check 30,000, build a school, let's go, Omar. And then I said, and I don't think black men should fuck white women. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. whoa, respect my boundaries, nigga. Give me my money back, nigga, fuck that, nigga. Don't fight the power down the street, nigga, give me my money, Omar. Respect my boundaries. And then if he catch you in a white chick, he yep. Say you miss nobody. Out here bunny hoppity.
Bunny hoppity.
And then he take a picture of you. You in a white bitch. The white chick, she always be looking cute. She be like this. And the nigga always be looking like Jonathan Majors. That nigga be like. And then he puts you on your Instagram page, snowbody, bap, and don't write no caption, he just tell you the dates where you can come see him talk about you. I want to meet Dr. Umar. I want to have a face to face. I'm like, ooh, come here, let me talk to you. What is it, Brother Rawlins? Like, put your fist down, nigga. I'm trying to talk to you. What is it, Brother Rawlins? I'm gonna say, Dr. Umar.
I think I really need to watch this.
Have you ever had your dick sucked? By a blonde hair.
I'm just commentating over it. Yeah, this is crazy.
Is really sorry about slavery?
Dr. Umar, have you ever had a reparation?
Blow job. Dr. Umar, you ever had a freedom fuck on a pickup truck? Dr. Umar, have you ever busted a nut
for George Floyd?
Dr. Umar. You call
ask
her
him.
Nobody, I call her freedom fighting, nigga. I respect her, but I'm too old to care for somebody to tell me who I could like, love, or fuck. You start doing that, you like, oh, this woman can't be in love, this woman, this guy can't. I'm too old for that dumb shit. You know how you tell me you get old? This is the number one way you can tell me you get older. When you could just be standing still and you feel like you popped or broke something in your body. I saw this guy the other day. He was standing still like a robot. All of a sudden, he was like, damn it, shit. What happened? Oh, I broke my leg. Man, I broke my leg. Walking home, oh, no, I can't walk that off. They're going to cut me. Look at my toe, nigga. My toe looks like Forrest Whitaker, left eyeball. They're going to cut me. You know you can open it up you make this noise. Yeah. Okay, here we go. It's nothing wrong with you, though. You don't make me feel fucked up, these TikTokers. I hate these TikTokers. You look like one of them TikTok niggas. Hey, you TikTok. I don't take pictures with them. I think they want to take a picture and just wait to see back. So they go, oh, post your ass. So niggas. As soon as nigga die, they go, I got one, I know I got one, nigga one right there, they post your picture, put all type of prayer hands on your shit, they all say the same shit, oh, this one hurt my hair, oh man, this one hurt, the last one hurt, but this one hurt is all hurt, niggas be spelling words wrong, I wanna sit my conglomerate over his sister, not the conglomerate, all this is, I can do it over his sister, this one hurt, God, why you think you're saying me,
it's not
wrong again, oh, embrace that shit, cause no matter how young you try to look, you cannot disguise the old man walk away. You ever see a motherfucker over there with the skinny jeans on? Old niggas with a skinny jeans, stomach hanging all over the jeans. Ah, look at these skinnies. You look young as shit until you walk away. When you walk away, you cannot disguise that shit. They be like, I'll talk to y'all later. All right, how your mama doing? She good? The old niggas always be grabbing their hamstring. Like, they always want to know, you don't need nothing from the store, do you? I'm going to go down there. How your mama doing? Tell her I'm making my beans this weekend. It's okay to get old. I'm telling y'all, there's some women, some young women out here that love old heads. They be going old head hunting.
You hear that shit?
Just any old head. They looking for the old head that's making a transition in his life. This nigga confused. He don't know how old he is no more. Like, how old are you? I'm 30, 52 years old, bitch. 52, 31, bitch. That's how old I am. Them young kids, they be looking for me. Get their girls. Come on, girl, let's go. They be like, girl, you need to stop fucking with them young niggas. They ain't gonna do shit. You need an old nigga. They only like to fuck when they got their blue pills. You ever see an old head attitude before his pill pop? You try to grab a dick, like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Let me get that dick, daddy. Whoa. Take give me 30 minutes, bitch. I'll be right back. They go for that motherfucker. They girls, they see him like, come on, girl. They pull up on the old dick like this. Hey, daddy. Old dick's like, oh, that's my sin right there. They put daddy with a Z. Hey, Z. Hey, D. They make an old motherfucker feel good. He's like, you think I should dye my beard? Don't do that. I like that sexy ass salt pepper you old. Fine ass silver fox ass nigga. I like my meat nice and seasoned, daddy. They make you feel good as shit until you get to that first argument. Nigga, that first argument. They let you know exactly how old you are. They can't wait to be like, with your old ass. Sit your old, they point your whole face. Position your whole ass in the corner, old ass nigga. Did you take your pills today, D? Did you take your pills today, daddy, daddy, father? Take your pills, dad. They can't wait to blow you up. They take you to a restaurant and make you read off that menu. Them little ass microscopic words. This time, man, you look like Floyd Mayweather in that motherfucking restaurant. You get that, you're like, bitch, I don't need this. I already know what I want. Just give me a chicken, bitch. Stop playing with me. Well, what type of chicken? The chicken with the bones in it, bitch. Stop playing with me. I like my chicken boned in. I don't know who invented chicken nugget. That's the gayest shit I've heard in my life. The fucking boneless chicken wings. It's a nugget. I know, I'm an old head with a young son, and I got a young baby mother that I'm co-parenting with right now. And let me explain.
He's just too much, he's crazy.
I hate co-parenting. Not that I hate being a parent, I never thought that I wouldn't be with the woman that I had a baby with. That shit fucked with me. Anybody say co-parenting is easy? It's because they've been doing it for a long time. That first year co-parenting, you still got feelings for this chick? You still got emotions and shit? You be like, we could've just did it for the kid. Why you couldn't just stay out my phone? That's my phone. Fuck the iPhone. It's mine. That first year co-parenting, you don't give a fuck about that kid. I mean, one time, my son was like, Daddy, let's go outside and play. I said, nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of my face with that football and tell me who your motherfucking nigga, respect my boundaries, nigga. Who is your motherfucker? Let's talk some real shit, nigga. Remember, I'm Santa Claus, nigga. You better start talking. But you can't be that way. Co-parents, I found out, you cannot let this kid know how you really may feel. You can't do that shit. You'll fuck him up mentally. So you gotta act like a Sesame Street motherfucker. Anything that this little nigga say, you gotta be excited about. I mean, one time my son was like, Daddy, I got a great idea. I said, what? He said, let's throw a party for mommy. I'm like, nigga, oh, you trying to chill with me, nigga? You set my boundaries, nigga. You know I'm fucking her like that. That sounds like a great idea. Let's do a party for mommy. You can't tell an 8-year-old, you know I don't fuck with your mother like that, and I keep telling you, I fuck with you. Let's do a party for mommy. Let me tell you something. Kids don't care about you being in love. They don't give a fuck. They just want to see their parents together. They want to see them on vacation. They want to see them sit at the dinner table and shit. My son, no. He know I don't fuck with his mother like that. And this I knew he knew. Because one day he said, Daddy, let's go to your room. This nigga took me to the living room. This nigga's watching y'all couch, nigga. This nigga tired to hit my spot on the couch. Like, wake me up in the morning, nigga. I love you, Daddy. And my son, he know he got me wrapped around this thing because I'm an old head dad. Nigga be calling me a dino dad. All my friends' kids are a lot older than my son. I realized it because I was planning my son's first birthday party. And I called one of my buddies and said, yo, you think your son could come to my son's first birthday party? He was like, if he can get off work, nigga. The fuck are you talking about? Sucking cheese, nigga? A plantain and chunky cheese, nigga? We at Magic City, nigga. Me and my son.
Magic City, me and my son.
I think I'm a dad that identifies as a mom. So does that make me transparent? Am I transparent? Because I'm a man, but I be saying mom shit. I be saying shit like, oh, can't be, see, nigga, you can't be no gas. We gonna kill these niggas. My son know he got me wrapped the other day. I said, Austin, are you trying to make daddy cry? He said, it's okay, daddy, because if you cry, it'll be happy tears. I said, oh. This nigga about to get so much pussy in the first round. His mother's young. My baby mother is a lot younger than me. A lot. Somebody said, Donnell, well, how much is a lot? I'll put it like this. I'm older than my baby mother's mother. My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me that. Somebody say, Donnell, why don't you date women your own age? I'm like, obviously, you don't know how old I am. I ain't doing that shit. I'm older than hip hop, nigga. I ain't doing that shit. I'm too famous. I ain't doing that shit. So they say that shit. Ladies, don't get me wrong. Listen.
This nigga crazy.
I would have grown old with a chick, but I'm not gonna go out and get a brand new old bitch. I'm too famous, nigga. I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. I'm rich, bitch. Fuck are they talking about?
With a brand new old bitch.
A brand new old bitch.
Well,
hey, yo.
You got type 1 and type 2 diabetes.
Hell.
One look at God. They look the same bees as me. Go to dialysis every Wednesday like me. How do I start a conversation with a brand new old bitch? You ever had misophilophemia? You or a loved one ever suffered from misophilophemia?
Hey, y'all, I'm done. Cut the shenanigans.
Anybody ever know somebody?
He just did a whole commercial.
That called in late for work?
Yeah, I ain't gonna be able to make it at all, yeah. I got that missile field of fame and nobody. Yeah, that's all I'm not doing. I got that missile field of fame and nobody.
This table right here is unhappy as a motherfucker right here.
Nah, hit the white girl pose on him. Yo, seriously? Figuratively?
Metaphorically? Like literally? They better walk out this show. I don't give a fuck if I see your lady, bitch.
White girl pulls on him. I'm done.
I did that joke a couple months ago about preparing the whole business, right? And I went outside. When I went outside, I looked outside, and it was eight
brand new old bitches.
Brand new old bitches. I got there, I looked down, and nobody had their shoes on. I was like, they about to jump me out here. They was digging in the Vaseline and shit, putting on that bitch. It was like, you got a problem? Excuse me, Mr. McKimmedian. You got a problem with brand new old bitches? I said, no, I just don't remember the last time I had a brand new old bitch. And then it made me think, I said, Donnell, maybe you're doing this all wrong. Maybe you need to date someone closer to your age. Maybe you need a mature woman in your life with a mature body. And mature titties, I need some. Sick of these little fake ass Hollywood titties. They do a jumping jack and the titty don't even move. I need a chick with four hooks in the back. That's what I'm looking for. One of them four hook chicks, they be struggling with the hooks. You ain't gonna help me. You can't get one of these hooks, nigga. You can't help me. You want the pussy, why don't you work for it? Get on the hook, nigga. I'm talking about them natural. Them joints start off right here. They hit that last hook and titty do like this.
Yeah.
They are in for the rest of the night. Girl, you want to go get some drinks? Some appetizer? Bitch, you should have called me 10 minutes ago. I just took my bra, bitch. I am in for the night. Okay, bye. Bye. So I was talking to my brother the other day, and I said, well, since you're not going to make your gay potato salad, I said, what are you going to make for Thanksgiving? This motherfucker said, green beans, potatoes, tomatoes, ham, frams, hogs, balls, green beans, chicken, lamb.
You
there's a couple of white people don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. This white dude look like, he's kidding, like, what the fuck? They ain't get a song about produce. If you don't know, a lot of people talk about this. It's a very popular song. If you don't know the backstory, this legend of this green bean, you name it, song. A popular gospel singer by the name of Shirley Caesar, right? She's a living legend. You talk to her name, people be like, look at God. So Shirley Caesar, look at me, white man, I'm talking to you. So Shirley Caesar in church one day, everybody's talking about all the things they're going to make for Thanksgiving. Nobody thinks Shirley Caesar could cook. Not only did they think she could cook, they didn't think she could cook a lot of things. They thought she was a one-pot wonder. Like she had a punk-ass pot of spaghetti. And every woman in here know what I'm talking about. Fellas, you ever be like, I'm hungry. Like, you want me to make my spaghetti? You're like, nah, bitch, I'm good. I'm going to go to sleep. I don't want that spaghetti with them big-ass red and green peppers. Nobody ask for no goddamn Mexican spaghetti, bitch. Let's do it. Let's do what the instructions say. Add 1 pound of green beef. So Shirley Caesar got mad, sir, and she made a song to describe all the shit she was gonna cook, and she was pissed. She said, now look at here. I got green beans, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, frams, hogs, balls, green beans, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, lamb, chicken, you name it. Potatoes, tomatoes, made up, I didn't know what the fuck a mater was. But I said, I need 2 pounds of maters right now. But the white women are still look confused. I'm gonna do a remix. I'm gonna do a white version of that song. Brussels sprouts, arugula, asparagus, you broccolini, yogurt, granola, flaxseed oil, avocado oil, sunflower seed oil, gluten-free, lactose-free, Coca-Cola Zero, no sugar. You didn't eat it! Dry ass chicken breast, no fork, no
pork. Got no seasoning, right out the back.
Right on the grill. Get on the wash that shit, right out the back of the truck. Right on the grill. Shell still got a bloody ass contact pad. You didn't eat it!
You ain't gonna sit there and tell me he ain't body that. Y'all not gonna sit there and tell me he didn't just body that. He just bodied that. That just got bodied real quick, light and easy for y'all. You know what I mean? I had to do that real quick for y'all. Let him body that. I'm gonna do another one in a few. Hopefully it'll be better. I mean, hopefully the way this came out, hopefully everybody likes it. If you do follow, like, share, you already know, subscribe, you already know. He just tore down the roof on that joint. Donnell Rawlins, A New Day. Yes, it was on a Netflix special. Go watch it. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's up. Let's go. Let's get it.